So what grade are you in, Jenny? Kyra asked.
Fourth? I was in fourth. I'm going into fifth.
Fifth grade's great, said Kyra. What about you? Are you still in school?
I'll sort of be a senior in high school.
Oh, yeah? What sort of senior will you be?
He missed a year, Jenny explained. He was at Camp Green Lake.
She doesn't need to know about that, said Armpit.
What's Camp Green Lake?
It's nothing, said Armpit.
A juvenile correctional facility, Jenny said, carefully pronouncing each word.
You mean like a jail? Asked Kyra.
It's a long story, Armpit said. 4 years ago, I got into a fight and things got out of hand, and so I was sent to a kind of work camp for a year. And now I'm having to take summer school to try to catch up.
He wondered if Kyra now regretted shutting the door on her bodyguard.
Can I tell her your nickname? Asked Jenny.
No.
Kyra smiled. What's his nickname?
Don't tell her, Jenny.
Jenny? Coaxed Kyra. You better not, Armpit warned her.
Come here, Jenny, said Kyra. I want to tell you a secret.
Jenny slid off the couch, and Kyra whispered something in her ear. Then Jenny whispered something into Kyra's ear. They both looked at Armpit. Then Kyra whispered something to Jenny, and Jenny whispered something to Kyra.
Armpit didn't like it one bit. And he didn't like the way Kyra and Jenny smiled conspiratorially at each other either when Jenny returned to the couch.
You told her, didn't you?
Jenny shook her head.
She didn't tell me, Kyra said. She winked at Jenny.
Jenny shut, then opened both eyes.
There was a knock at the door. Go away, Kyra shouted.
The door opened anyway, and a bald-headed black man entered. Armpit recognized the drummer.
Oh, I didn't know it was you, Kyra said apologetically. These are my friends, Jenny and Theodore. This is Cotton, our drummer.
Well, not anymore, said Cotton. Your dad just fired me. I just wanted to stop in and say goodbye.
He can't do that.
He can, and he did.
But I'm the one who wanted to sing that song, Kyra said.
Hey, don't worry. I'm cool with it. This really isn't the kind of music I should be making at this time in my life. I need to do something real.
He's not my dad, Kyra said. Just because he married my... As soon as I turn 18, I'm firing his ass. Then I'll call you.
You do that, Cotton said. Nice to meet you, he said to Jenny and Armpit without looking at them, then left the dressing room.
That sucks, Kyra said.
Sorry, said Jenny.
Yeah, me too, Kyra said. She sat in silence for a moment.
Maybe we should go, Armpit said to Jenny. You know what I do all day? Kyra asked. I watch TV and play video games. All day.
That didn't sound too bad to him.
I have no friends. But then finally I find someone I can talk to. Someone I like. And so, of course, El Genius has to fire him. I swear that's the reason he was fired. Not because we did that song. Because he was someone I could talk to.
Armpit could only follow about half of what she was saying. We really ought to get going, he said. Jenny's mom will worry.
Kyra turned to Jenny. You like your mom? She asked.
Yes.
You're lucky, Kyra said. How about you? She asked Armpit.
Yeah, I like Jenny's mom, said Armpit.
Kyra laughed. You're funny. Man, you guys are so cool. It's so great you can be such good friends when, you know, you're so different. I mean, different ages.
Different colors, too, said Jenny.
Kyra went nose to nose with Jenny and said,
Well, duh.
Duh.
Jenny repeated right back at her. There was another knock on the door, and this time it was David with their shirts washed, dried, and neatly folded. It was hard for Armpit to imagine this big, red-bearded guy washing their shirts. Kyra gave Jenny a goodbye hug. Armpit wouldn't have minded one of those himself, but he just shrugged and said,
Well, see ya.
See ya, said Kyra.